Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. What's up, legends? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. Today, what I'm going to be talking about is reverse dieting, and I guess the process of what to do after you finish a diet. Now, I have spoken about this on the podcast before, and I believe I've done a full episode designated to this topic, but I'm getting more and more questions about it. I guess as the health and fitness industry becomes more and more popular, and more people are trying new diets and starting their journey in the world of fat loss and eating in a calorie deficit and whatnot, people are unsure of what to do once they've actually reached the point where they're happy with their weight, or they've dieted for too long, their calories have been too low for too long, and they're reaching plateaus where they don't know how to get past them anymore. So today's episode will be, I guess, quite short, but it's going to be very informative, and it's going to give you tools to be able to take away from today's show and use straight away. So I guess the purpose or what a reverse diet, or who it's for, I guess, initially, is for anyone that's been eating in a calorie deficit for an extended period of time. So, a long period of time where you've been eating below your maintenance calorie intake, in a position where your body doesn't want to be in. This may be on purpose. It could be after a phase where you're trying to lose fat for an extended period of time. It may be because you've been following fad diets or under eating for too long. And this is the case for a lot of people that I eventually work with. It could be because of the fact that you just haven't tracked your calories, or you haven't been aware of how much you're eating for a long period of time. So potentially you could have been eating more and your metabolism has reached a point where it has suffered. For those that do physique competing, obviously reverse dieting tends to be a relatively popular topic and something that's quite important in regards to what to do once you finish your dieting or fat loss phase. But mainly, guys, I want you to understand that from today's episode, this isn't just for people that are hardcore dieters or hardcore competitors. This is for everybody who has reached a point where they've been not eating enough for too long, and they've reached a point where, they're not losing fat anymore. Okay, so you're eating absolutely fuck all, you're not losing fat anymore, you're exercising a lot, and you don't know what to do anymore. And it can be quite frustrating. It can be, it can be very disappointing, and it can get people down. And often it's what leads to people trying even more fad diets or trying new training programs, because they think that what they're doing is not working. But in actual fact, as I've kind of briefly touched on the show before, we want to be thinking about our bodies as a, let's say, for example, a sports car. If we're not giving it enough fuel or the right fuel, it's not going to perform at its best, and our bodies are no different. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail about, after spending too much time in a calorie deficit or not eating anywhere near enough, how it can damage your metabolism and the kind of the specifics of that, and how your body can kind of go. People mention the word, like survival mode, which I think is, which is way over the top. But where people are coming from when they say that is correct. Like, you get to the point where if you are not eating anywhere near enough for a long period of time, and typically that's what I see with a lot of female clients that I work with that come to me, what can happen is it gets to the point where, you think that you're eating absolutely stuff all, so why are you not losing weight? But in actual fact, your body needs more. So what your body is doing, instead of using that fuel or using that food as energy and fuel, it's storing it. Okay, you don't have enough energy in your system to be able to produce high quality workouts and then recover and have the nutrients and the calories that it needs to recover in between sessions. So instead of burning all that fat, your body's storing more of it, which is similar, I guess, to what would happen in, let's say, quote unquote, a survival mode. If you've been starved for a long period of time, any nutrients that you do get, your body's going to store. This is not as extreme as that, but it has a similar effect. And over time, when you're eating in a calorie deficit, it's just a given that your metabolism or your base metabolic rate is going to slightly drop, okay, as you lose body fat, as your daily energy expenditure slowly drops because you're not fidgeting as much and all that type of stuff. Your body reaches a point where it becomes accustomed to the calorie intake that it's taking in, so your maintenance calories reduces slightly, and that's just a normal thing. But when we finish our dieting phase, so, getting back to what I initially was meant to be talking about, I always get sidetracked, but who a reverse diet is for is people that have been in that position and now
want to get to the point where they can eat more without putting on a lot of fat, or they want to transition into a gaining phase or an improvement phase where they're eating more calories and progressively overloading in the gym, or for those that want to continue losing fat but are just eating nowhere near enough and they need to get their metabolic rate to a point where it's healthy again, they're eating more food, they're training intensity and quality increases, and they're seeing results that they want to see. Because in the end of the day, that's what we all do it for. We don't all do it to not see results. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. So that's who it's for. Now, the next part of this, equation is, what is a reverse diet? And it's basically exactly what it sounds like, or exactly what the name suggests. So when we do a fat loss phase, as I've spoke about on the podcast before, you should gradually decrease your calorie intake or increase your energy expenditure slightly over time to achieve that desired result. It should not be, you know, a drastic cut of calories, which I mentioned in last week's episode, but we want to slowly reduce calorie intake over time, only when we reach a plateau. So when we do hit a plateau, and I've spoke about this before as well, we kind of have a few options when we're trying to lose fat. We can either slightly decrease our calorie intake, and I mean very slightly. We can slightly increase our energy expenditure from either more volume with our strength training or with the addition of a small amount of cardio exercise, or we can do a very, very, very small amount of both. So when I talk about reverse dieting and people ask what it is, it's the process of gradually adding calories back into your calorie intake or slightly reducing your overall workload and volume, so your energy expenditure, to get your body back to the point where it's healthy, okay? So for those that are trying to go into a gaining phase, that will mean that over time you'll gradually put on just a little bit of body fat to get your body back to a position where it's comfortable. And then from there, we slowly focus on gradually increasing calories over time, which will lead to minimal fat gain, okay? And the reason for that is because we're not kind of shocking our system by just bringing back in a shitload of calories, which people often do after a dieting phase when our metabolism is not ready for it. So we're preparing our bodies to be able to eat more so then it can adjust, give it time to adjust and get back to normal. Now, if you are someone that's been in a severe calorie deficit for a long period of time and you're done with that fat loss phase, you want to get into a gaining phase as quick as possible, my recommendation is to jump your calories up to maintenance or a relatively large jump straight away and allow your body to put on just a little bit of body fat and get itself back to a normality and feeling comfortable and working properly before then slowing that process down and gradually adding in calories over time. If you're someone that is wanting to continue losing body fat, but you have been in a deficit for too long and your calories are too low, then the increases need to be small. Okay, so let's say, for example, actually, before I get into that example, I'll finish explaining what reverse dieting is. So it's the process of slowly adding in calories over time or reducing your energy expenditure to get our metabolism back to a point where it's firing, where it's healthy, where it can consume more calories without putting on body fat, okay? It can work more efficiently. Our hormone levels can get back to where they need to be. If your goal is to continue to lose body fat, then we're not increasing our calories by a shitload. We're just getting them to a point where we're eating way more, we're feeling better, we're burning more energy, we're recovering better, and that's going to lead to more results. Now, people often go, well, how the fuck does adding in food mean more fat loss? An important thing for a lot of people to understand is that if you are in an extreme calorie deficit, so let's say you're 800 calories below your maintenance calorie intake, if we add in 500 calories to your daily intake, guess what? You're still 300 calories below your maintenance, which means you're still in a deficit. So yes, you will be eating a lot more food, but also you're still in a calorie deficit. So by no means is this magic, okay? So we're not just magically, you know, tricking the system and somehow losing body fat by eating in a calorie surplus. That's not what we're doing. What we're doing is getting your calories up enough so that you are now burning more energy throughout the day. You feel a lot better. You're going to be doing more, indirect exercise, things like walking from the car to work or fidgeting at your desk or taking the stairs instead of the lift. And your energy output in your workouts is going to be 10 times better as well. So now we're still in a calorie deficit slightly. We've increased our energy expenditure. All of a sudden, our negative energy balance is quite large and we're losing more body fat. So it's definitely not rocket science, but it is a great way to get our metabolism back to a healthy position. And as I said, if your goal is to transition out of a fat loss phase, even better. We get ourselves a big chunk of calories initially, we stick at that for a little bit until our bodies plateau, and then it's the opposite of dieting, okay? We're slowly adding in food, giving our body time to adjust, seeing how our body responds, and then repeating that process over and over again until we can gradually get our calories up nice and high without gaining unnecessary amounts of body fat, which is the best part of reverse dieting. That's the whole reason why we do this. It doesn't need to be a very tedious process where we're adding in 5 grams of carbohydrates here, 5 grams there. It can be, you know, a couple hundred calories, and then we let our bodies adjust, see what the response is, and then we repeat the process until we're happy with our calorie intake and what our physique looks like, how we're performing, how we're recovering in between our sessions. And that is the purpose of that reverse diet. Okay, now going back to the example before we move on again as to how it would work for someone that is, you know, been eating nowhere near enough for a long period of time. I guess I'll do the two examples as I've just mentioned. The first one, if you're trying to gain weight over time or get yourself back to a position where you can gain mass, then the initial jump of calories needs to be quite large, I guess, to get your body back to normality quickly as possible. And then we gradually increase. If you have not been eating anywhere near enough, and this is the part that I kind of wanted to touch on in today's episode as well, which I don't believe I did the first time I did the episode, is that mentally it's quite hard to go from eating absolutely fuck all every day to telling yourself that it's okay to eat an extra 300 or 400 calories and believing in your own mind that you're not going to gain fat, or being okay with the fact that you may gain a little bit of body fat because you don't have enough as it is. You know, and you guys know, if you've listened to the show before, that our bodies don't want to be in a position where they're in a deficit. It's in a deficit. It's not performing the way it wants to be. It's not recovering the way it wants to be. So it's not really agreeing with what we're doing. So if we're gradually increasing that food intake, okay, so you're not eating any, you know, the typical, I guess, client that I would see that really needs a reverse diet in terms of just getting their metabolism back to a healthy point and getting it back to the point where they can eat a lot of food and still lose body fat. They can train a lot less than what they are. Is I'll have someone come in that should be eating, let's say a female that should be eating 1800 calories per day, yet she's been eating 1000 a day. Okay, so absolutely fuck all. That's the first problem. She's also then been exercising excessively. So doing weights every day, cardio every day. So her energy expenditure is through the roof. Now, not only physically is that a bad thing because she's not getting anywhere near enough nutrients to recover or perform optimally, mentally, that is so, so, so draining. Okay, that's physically and mentally draining. You're not recovering. In your mind, you feel like you need to do excessive amounts of exercise and eat absolutely stuff all to see the results that you're after, but you're making the process a lot harder on yourself than what it needs to be. So if I'm working with someone in that position, then we will start that reverse diet process. And mentally, yes, it is hard. It's not a switch that you can just flick overnight, wake up the next day and tell yourself, oh, it's fine to be able to eat a lot more than what I usually do. Everything's going to be sweet. But if you trust the process, if you give it time, the results that you see will be phenomenal. Okay, the results that you see physically, the results that you feel physically, and the mental, you know, the improvement in your mental health is going to be through the roof as well. So we gradually add in that food, trying to get you back to close to your maintenance intake, or at least to a point where you're taking in enough nutrients that you're recovering properly, you're going into your training sessions feeling great and performing great. And what that's going to allow us to do is train a lot less. Okay, sometimes less is more. And for people in that position, that is the case a lot of the time. So just getting our bodies to a point where we can do that and start to perform optimally, recover optimally, and see the fat loss results that we're after. And I guess, you know, a few other details that we can go into about reverse dieting. Like I said, I'm just kind of trying to give you guys all the information that I have about it. I've personally used reverse dieting after my competitions. So when I was doing physique competing, I would be in a calorie deficit, let's say for 20 weeks. At the end of that, I can't just expect to go back to eating, you know, before the dieting process, I might've started at, let's say 4,000 calories per day. And then by the end of it, I'm taking in 2,500. I can't expect my body to be able to then go straight back to 4,000 and not put on a shitload of body fat, because it will, because my metabolic rate has dropped, my maintenance calorie intake is lower. I need to give my body time to adapt and prepare for the amount of calories I want to take in. So my reverse dieting process, and this is an example that I can use for you guys, and it'll maybe help explain how the process would work for you. So I've been in that deficit for a long period of time. I'm now ready to get out of the fat loss phase, but I also don't want to put on a lot of body fat, okay? And that's, nobody wants to put on a shitload of body fat, especially when you're at the point where you are in the best shape of your life. Now, if you're following flexible dieting and you're in a smart calorie deficit, so not too much, then chances are you're not going to be feeling that shit anyway. You've done it the healthy way. You're not busting to get out of a fat loss phase. You just want to get to a point where you can gain some more mass. So, you know, if my process would be, let's say I finished on 2,500. Straight after I make the decision to get out of that fat loss phase, I will bump my calories to maybe 2,800 or 2,900. So an initial jump of 300 to 400 calories, which I would believe at that point would be roughly around maintenance calorie intake. And then what I do from there is I just leave them there for a week or two and see how my body responds. Now, as I mentioned before, I may still be in a slight calorie deficit, or I could just be at maintenance. So physically, I'm not going to see much change. If anything, as I said, I'm taking in more food, my motivation's a lot higher, I'm recovering better, my energy output's probably going to be higher. So I may even lose a little bit of body fat initially, and people love that shit. People think that it's like magic and, you know, look, how the fuck is this working? I'm eating way more food and I'm seeing better results. As I mentioned, it comes down to increasing that energy output, still being in a slight calorie deficit, and that's the results you can expect to see. It's not going to continue to happen the whole time, but it can be quite motivating. So once I hit a plateau, and by plateau I mean that my body fat is staying exactly the same, my hunger levels are probably going to start to increase again, even though I've increased the calories, I'm now, my metabolism's starting to catch up again, assuming my hydration and everything's up, my training's staying the same. I then repeat that process. Now, the second jump is going to be a bit smaller. So it might be 100 or 200 calories on top of that. So I may go to 3,000 or 3,100. And then we rinse and repeat. We wait and see how our body responds again. Once it reaches the plateau, we then bump up again until we reach the point where we're happy with where our calories are at. Now, for some people, you may just want to get back to maintenance. You want to maintain that look that you've worked so hard for, eat a little bit more food, but still be on the point where you're not, you know, you're still hungry some of the time. You still don't feel like you're just stuffing your face, but you're happy with where you're at, and that's cool. That's awesome. And for most people, that's what I would recommend, because a lot of people don't need to be going into a big calorie surplus to gain a heap of muscle mass. You just need to be either in a small calorie surplus or even at maintenance to give your body a chance to do what it needs to do and see those results that it wants to see. So I guess, you know, the term reverse dieting is exactly how it sounds, or as the name would suggest. But don't think that it's magic, but it is a way for you guys, or for anybody out there that's listening to this episode, to be able to eat more food, to feel better about yourself and to train better, to get out of a position where you're unhappy with how much food you're taking in, you're hungry all the time, your training session is a shit, you're not looking the way you want to look. This is a great way to get out of that position, and it's an effective and safe way too. As I said before, if you just slam your body with a heap of calories and say, fuck it, I'm done with dieting, I'm going back to normal, then yes, you will put on body fat, unnecessary amounts. And I want you to understand as well, it's not a bad thing for you to put on body fat. If you are the leanest you have ever been, your body is in a position, in a state where it does not want to be, you do need to put on a little bit of body fat initially, and you need to be okay with that, because if you're serious about building lean mass and getting out of a fat loss phase and building muscle mass, you need to be able to put your body in a position where it can recover and grow, and it cannot do that when it is at its leanest point. Trust me, unless you're on steroids, unless you're only just starting weights training for the first time ever, or you're extremely overweight, which obviously you're not going to be the leanest you've ever been, then it's not going to happen like that. So you got to give your body a chance to grow, and that does require you to put on a little bit of body fat, but it doesn't need to be an unnecessary amount. And typically, you know, you'll look at, I guess, your quote-unquote bodybuilders or people that are in the gym that go through their whole bulk and cut phase, and they'll get as lean as they can, and then all of a sudden they're doing a complete opposite, eating just an absurd amount of food, way too much, like way more than what they need, putting on unnecessary amounts of body fat. And yes, they will gain some mass and they'll be strong, but when it comes to the fat loss phase process again, it becomes a lot harder. You're going to lose a lot of that hard-earned mass to get as lean as you need to be, and it's just unnecessary. So the reverse dieting process is a great way to go about it. So guys and girls, look, I hope you've taken some value from today's show. If you have, please do let me know. I'd love for you to take a screenshot of this episode and post it up on your Instagram story, share it with your friends, tag me, tag some friends that may want to hear this as well. I think it can help absolutely everybody. As I said, it's not just for the hardcore bodybuilders or physique athletes. This is for anybody who has gone through a fat loss phase or periods where they're eating nowhere near enough, which for most people is you. You know, a lot of people this applies to. Okay, so it can help a lot of people. Let's share it with as many as we can. Thanks for tuning into today's show. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the support on every episode, every week. It's fucking awesome. You guys are awesome. Can't wait to talk to you again in next week's episode. I hope you have a fantastic day, and thank you again for listening to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast.